Tell me, what words did Elijah speak that tied the heavens? What kind of ear did Elisha have that the king of Syria would always have his secrets heard hundreds of kilometers away? They told him, "Oh king, there is no traitor amongst us. There is an ear in Samaria that hears what goes on in Damascus. The whole earth is looking for Osama bin Laden. The whole earth is looking for Saddam. Isn't there any prophet in Israel? America is a great nation. They've championed the gospel. Isn't there any prophet?" In the days of Elisha, the king knew where to go to. My father, the chariots of Israel and the horsemen thereof. Who can warn us when crisis is coming? Who will warn us when they're coming to burn? Who will warn us when marauders await us in the road? This is what will happen to the owner of this girdle if he goes to Jerusalem. Where is the voice of the Lord? But the voice of the Lord sits upon the waters. Splits the fire, flashes it up in the sky as lightning. And that light is so bright, there's no shadow in it. Do you think you are ordinary? They named Stephen a deacon, but when the hour came, he lifted up his face to heaven. He had been trapped, pastor. He was cut off from his brethren. Peter was not there to help him. Nobody. They trapped him. They laid a trap and trapped him. And when pressure was brought to bear on that man, what was locked up on the inside showed. Moses was fulfilled in his face. A light glowed and he glowed like the angel. And all Israel had been waiting for the prophet who will rise up from amidst his brethren, like unto me. That's what Moses said. The fulfillment of Moses. Saul of Tarsus stood there and was listening. Because all of them had waited for Moses to be fulfilled. They did not believe Jesus because Moses glowed. They didn't see Jesus on the Mount of the Transfiguration. Only three saw him: James, John, and Peter. But here was one fulfilling Moses. And they laid the addresses at his feet. And when that great one was going to die, he didn't die. You don't kill a son. He lays down his life. They were stoning him with ferocity and fury. And he knelt down. "Father, forgive them, because they don't know what they do. And receive my spirit." And he gave up the ghost. The righteous don't die. You give up the ghost. Because when you give it, you know you will take it up again. Yeah. That is true power. What did Stephen know? A deacon? Just a common deacon. You belittle yourself. You belittle yourself, O Israel. You think too lowly. So when Saul got to the gates of Damascus and he heard Saul, "Saul, why do you persecute me?" Who taught him to say, "Lord, who art thou?" He saw Moses fulfilled in the face of a mortal man. The glory showed. Don't you know it has been told us? You will understand the knowledge of the glory of God that shone in the face of Jesus Christ. How long will it take you to unlock what is on the inside? Shut down the voices that speak into your life. Until you have found the one that is on the inside. My wife is here. They shut down television. Shut down the radio. Say, "But your children will not enjoy like other children." Who cares? There's a kingdom they belong to. That's their inheritance. Shut down the newspaper. Who wants to hear stale news? So what if the Israelis are killing themselves? It's been like that. And it will not change. I've heard enough news. But you must shut down the voices that speak into you so you can hear the voice that is speaking expressly. For how long would you wonder? Where did Rahab walk in? Your great grandmother, she was a prostitute. Nobody in Jericho was saved except her. She said, 40 years ago, look at how long she had waited. We heard what God did for you at the Red Sea. And we all knew. So they all knew, but only one was able to believe enough to go for her salvation. A dog like her. She became the great grandmother of the Messiah. So just make a promise with me. Tonight, I don't need business. I don't need you to sleep with me. I don't need your money. I've waited. Let's go into a pact. I'll hide you. When the Lord delivers this city to you, promise me that I and all who are in my home will be preserved. Nobody, nothing in the Bible indicates how many houses or how many layers of houses were in that great wall. But all of them were destroyed. If she was in the middle, the houses above were destroyed. The houses beneath were destroyed. But her house was preserved. The wall of Jericho didn't fall. A dog held up a portion. When will you ask for that which is the ends of the earth? Ask me the ends of the earth and I will give you. And all you think about the ends of the earth is to go to Atlanta and take a picture. Where is that genre of people like Abraham? He saw you. And yet he had only one son to show as proof. But you are in a hurry to look for physical proofs. I bought a new house. I have 3 cars parked. I've just acquired another degree. Who cares? Have treasure in heaven. What is the treasure of heaven? Don't you think you ought to know? What does heaven hold treasurable and priceless? To live your life aimlessly like a flag on a pole. Every wind comes and blows you. And soon you're brought to rags. You keep bearing his name. Father's name is Peter. Every prostitute you meet on the street is either Joy, Peace, Faith, Rebecca, Rose, Hope.
heart, I don't know you, you workers of iniquity. And they will remind him of all that they did in his name. And he will say, yes, you used my name, but I don't know you. Why would you waste your time figuring in the midst of his people, being numbered amongst Israel, only numerically, but never being known of the Messiah? There's something about you, my friend. When you walk into your home, a whirlwind is supposed to get in there. Why would you call him Lord when he doesn't know you? In the life of the ministry of Jesus Christ on the face of the earth, every time he commended faith, it was not of a son of Israel. It was always of a Gentile. Great faith found amongst the people that God did not look for. He said, I've been found of a people who did not seek me. Why is it always, sir, that the children of the house always miss the chance of receiving the anointing of the house? You know, I came here in the same auditorium during the funeral of that great man of God, Pastor Ina. And I was beginning to wonder how many people in the house truly factored the anointing that was upon his life. Then it occurred to me that many strangers came into this hall just once for a service and took an anointing and left. It's the story of Israel. Strangers come and partake of that which was meant for sons. And the sons are dying of hunger and thirst. Jesus called Judas Iscariot friend, even at the point of betrayal. Friend! Do you betray me with a kiss? He was hoping that those words would strike a chord in his heart. After all these years, you were the only person I gave a portfolio to, the purse. You embezzled it and never for once publicly derailed you or condemned you. Do you betray me with a kiss? That man walked through here and built this edifice. And built up many lives. And he's gone now. What are you going to build? Who will you raise? Which blind eyes will you open? But you are busy in disobedience with God. As many received him, to them gave him power to become sons. And as many as I led by that Spirit, they are the sons of God. Little, little foxes spoil the vine. Sing it. Little, little foxes spoil the vine. Instruct yourself. They take away your rights to history. They take away your rights to history. Stop your march to destiny. Stop your march to destiny. Little foxes, always spoil the vine. Little foxes, always spoil the vine. Little foxes spoil the vine. Little foxes spoil the vine. Instruct yourself, they take away your rights to history. They take away your rights to history. Stop your march to glorious destiny. Stop your march to destiny. Little foxes, very little, but they spoil the vine. Little foxes, spoil the vine. Little foxes, yeah.
little foxes spoil the vine. Little, little foxes spoil the vine. Little foxes spoil the vine. Little, little foxes spoil the vine. Little, little foxes spoil the vine. Little foxes spoil the vine. Little, little foxes, yeah. Little, little foxes spoil the vine. The little foxes spoil the vine. Little foxes spoil the vine.
Little, little, little foxes.
Little, little foxes spoil the vine. Little, little foxes spoil the vine. Little foxes spoil the vine.
Little.
Sit down. Don't tamper with the atmosphere. Christians do that. Whenever you hear a signal, you begin to move and you don't understand what your movement does. Stand up, because they are generals that are coming out. They are the people who will do the things you have refused to do. God always picks the last to do the first things. If you want to receive Jesus as Lord and Savior, you are a general. Come up. If you want to cut a covenant with him, come up. It's not time to walk out of the hall. You don't understand the spirit. When we get to the climax of the moment, that's when you think it's time to move. You don't know the spirit, and it doesn't know you. Where are you? Just come to the front. Don't be ashamed. Jesus won't disgrace you. I was like you. I lived my early youth amongst prostitutes and drunkards. The language I knew was the language of the brothel. It indicated nothing concerning where God was taking me to. Come to a brother. I'm your brother. I'm acquainted with where you have been. Jesus himself is your brother. He made his life with the lowest. Where are you, my brother? You know you need, you feel a compulsion in your heart. I've just got to take a step. Let me see your hand. I don't want to mess you up. Jesus did not mess me up. I am not messed up. He healed me. Delivered me of things nobody could do anything about. I was a drug addict. I was a neurotic. My nerves were on edge. I used to shake until I found something to take. Jesus took it away in one night using just a verse of scripture. If any man is in Christ, he's a new creature. Nobody taught me. I just read it. Thank you, sir. Can you come? Come to me. If you are putting up your hand, just come to me. Thank you. You don't clap for him. Don't clap for him. Just leave him. Is there any other person that needs to come? You are leaving obscurity into the bright lights of the divine. From today, your life will never, ever, ever be numbered in the shadows.
Your Holy Son,
if you need to come,
no sin to hide, but you have sent him from your side.
Step up higher.
Calling me.
Your
walk has been found
wanting.
Perhaps you're thinking, well, I'm not making a fresh decision. But he's calling you. Would you like to step up here? Just step up here.
And to magnify
a daughter of the kingdom, son of the commonwealth of Israel, the church of the firstborn, whose names are written in heaven.
Every nation that Jesus reigns, Zion is calling me to a higher place of praise.
What is my highest praise? I did it, the church destroyed me because they knew I was a popular musician, a notorious sinner. So they asked me to come and sing a special number. They tried to turn me into a gospel musician that day. That was the beginning of the seed that wrecked my life later. A few years after, although I was known as a minister of the gospel, my marriage was packing up. My life was wrecking. Because the church has a way of enthroning novices. It is not possible for you to be anything as long as you are a novice. In fact, if you go into a local assembly as I want that you would, because without a local assembly you can't grow. When you go in case they make you an elder tomorrow, don't think it is because you have matured in the things of God. What the house is just doing is giving you responsibilities to help the running of the house. Don't let them kill you before your time. That's how they killed you, their fathers, the prophets. Wait and desire the sincere milk of the gospel. I am advising you as one who has been there. The church is a killer. They will honor you. They will tell you you are who you are not. But you know your true identity. Wait upon your master. Let him lift you. When he elevates you, he will give you a voice. So I have asked the counselors to talk with you. They will take your addresses because you need a place to be grounded in. But as you are there, remember, I'm a child and I've got to grow and keep on growing until you arrive there. No man, no pastor, no apostle can tell you when the time comes. Peter wanted to. He said, tell me what the apostle John will do. Jesus said to him, what's your business if I will that he stays till I arrive? You just follow me. Jesus himself will speak to you. Father, I thank you for every son and daughter that is represented here. They are generous. Truly, they love you. They don't fear anything.
You are glorious, so glorious in your praise.
Let's honor him.
You are glorious, so glorious in your praise.
Tonight he makes a demand on you. It's like dying, but don't be scared. Out of the ashes am I dying today. I see the breaking of a brand new day, in which the name of the Lord alone is glorified. I see the breaking of a brand new day. Out of the ashes, the ashes of my dying today.
Permitted to see is a land that is free of stones. The stones have been gathered out and the way has been made for Messiah to come. Tonight when you leave this place, your life will be like a plain ground and the King in majesty can come. The King of glory can come. Tonight when you leave this place, only one Lord is permitted to speak. The Lord alone in your life. Every mountain is brought down. Every valley is elevated. Go in majesty. Receive the strength of the Lord. There is no devil anywhere in your life. The Lord alone will be exalted. The haughtiness of men's hearts will be subdued. And the lofty looks in men's eyes will be brought down. The Lord alone will be exalted. Over your nation, the Lord alone will be exalted. out of Nigeria, apostles are coming. Prophets are coming. The church of the living God is coming. Every prophet signified his mission by his name, Jesus of Nazareth. He said, can any good thing come out of Nazareth? When he came, he said, my name is Jesus of Nazareth. Elijah, God is one over Israel. They didn't know the meaning of his name until they came to the brook when he was killing the prophets of Baal. Then all Israel bowed. Elijah, there's only one God. Tonight I came in this apparel because I'm divi of Nigeria. There is nothing of Nigeria in me. But so you can trace and know he came out of a place. Because if you have no root on the earth, you have no right to speak on the earth. Yes. That's why even the devil looks for agents he can use. Yeah. The Holy Ghost looks for agents. I want you to hold hands across because I want you to lead you. I want to lead you in an oath of office. One day your father Jacob came on a dry place. When he landed there, he picked a stone and made it a pillow. And suddenly, a ladder opened. And he saw one like the Ancient of Days standing at the top of the ladder. And he, Jacob, was lying at the bottom of the ladder. And angels were ascending and descending between two lords, taking communications. Jacob said, I am in the gates of heaven and I wot not. This is the very house of God and I did not know it. It is possible to be with him and not know it. The two men were walking on the road to Emmaus. They said, didn't our hearts burn while he spoke to us? But when he broke bread, when the flesh was broken, a spirit popped out and they understood. A man traveled all the way from his country to go on pilgrimage to Jerusalem. He must have known the name of the God. If not, he wouldn't travel that far. He was a top minister in his government. And when he came, he finished the pilgrimage and he was carrying the books of that God that he came to worship in Jerusalem. And he was even reading the prophet Isaiah. And the Spirit said to Philip, join yourself to that chariot. And Philip asked him a stupid question. You don't ask a pilgrim in Mecca if he knew what he came for. Neither do you ask a pilgrim in India, in Delhi, whether he knows Buddha. You know, if he didn't know him, why did he have to travel all that way? Philip said, understandest thou what thou readest? The man said, how can I understand? But he had finished the pilgrimage. He had done every rite. At the temple, they took his offerings. Their ministry was just a toll gate. Drop what you have and go. We don't care about your identity. We don't care about your lack of knowledge. Just drop what you have and go. I'm not a toll gate. I'm not a website. I'm not a web waiting for a fly to catch. I come in the name of the Lord Jesus. The Bible says, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. One day I read Isaiah, that great prophet. 66 books in one book, and each book signifying the 66 books of the Bible. He was the only prophet that called his name Emmanuel. He said something profound. I will not rest. And I will not give my eyes peace until your righteousness goes forth like the brightness. And the Holy Ghost stopped me. He said, Selah. And I started to meditate. He said, God is taking an oath of office. He's saying, if these things don't come to pass, then he is not your God. Then he said, the Lord said to my Lord. Then he said to me, don't you think, sir, you need to also take an oath of office? If God has sworn, since he's higher than every high, he has sworn by himself that he will not rest until your righteousness goes forth and all Gentiles see it and all the nations, the kings see it. Don't you think you need to take an oath? I said, yes. What oath will I take? And he said, go through the scripture. let wisdom teach you. Wisdom is a person, it's a spirit, it's an entity, a personality, it's tangible. It's not a thing, it's not an idea. God does not use ideas. The fact that you got a brainwave to set up a fashion studio does not mean it was God. Anybody can think that kind of idea. Any greedy person can think it up. God is way beyond ideas. He's a person. That I might know him. That was what Paul said. And be conformed to the kind of death he died. So I can also be found worthy to partake of the resurrection he's resurrecting in. He's a he. And I sat with him. And my eyes alighted on Habakkuk chapter 2. Here is my oath of office.
Until the knowledge of the glory of the Lord takes over the earth.
As the waters, as the waters, yes.
As the waters.
As the waters cover the sea. If you have ever been to the beach, you will know there is nothing peaceful about that takeover. It's violent. Since the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom has suffered violence. And only the violent take it. Only one way, by force. Until the knowledge of the glory of the Lord. Everybody say, where?
Until the knowledge of the glory of the Lord takes over.
You ought to swear and will do everything until the knowledge of the glory of the Lord takes over the earth.
That cover the sea.
Whatever it takes, I will give it. Joseph, that
that great prince. In death he refused to rest. He says, don't bury my bones until God fulfills his word, which he spoke to our father. And that night when they crossed the Red Sea, Joseph crossed it. 40 years in the wilderness, Joseph wandered with them. He conquered death while he was yet alive. He refused to rest. On his tombstone, you were not permitted to put R.I.P. When they entered across Jordan, Joseph walked with them. Every time they disobeyed God, his voice warned them. All of them that left Egypt died. Their carcasses fell except Joseph. He that was dead was still alive, and the living were cut off. Even Moses, their leader. Three of them only left Egypt and made it. Joshua. The book of Joshua does not end until he said, and Joshua went and died and was buried amongst his own, and Caleb too, and the bones of Joseph were put to rest. Can a man travel from Genesis to Joshua? That man is a colossus, type of his majesty. Your majesty, we give you praise tonight. Thank you for the kind of people you have. Your sons, they are like arrows in the quiver of a strong man. Your majesty, who is like unto you? You store up the snow and use it as weapons of war. You are in charge, your majesty. Blessed be your name. I want to be like Joseph. He's my father.